Welcome back. I'm still looking for a good telephone call. Or if you're on hold, hang in there. We have plenty of time for those phone calls. Right now, though, as promised, we are joined by a linebacker for the Green Bay Packers. 9 tackles and a sack in Sunday's win over Buffalo. 33 tackles, a sack, and 2 passes defense this season. He had an enormous year last year, credited with 158 tackles. You might recall he was a first-team All-Pac-12 player at Stanford. He was the 131st pick in the 2016 draft. Packers at Detroit on Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern. Linebacker Blake Martinez is my guest. Blake, great to have you on the show. Good morning. How are you?
Good. I'm glad to be on the show. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you, Blake. Thanks so much. So you had a sack, and the defense as a whole sacked Josh Allen 7 times in Sunday's 22-0 win over the Bills. Buffalo gave Minnesota a lot of problems. So what was your mindset, Blake, going into that game Sunday?
No, yeah. I mean, we looked over the tape from the Minnesota Bills game the week prior and looked at what he was able to do with his athleticism, extending plays, and we just kind of, as a defense, knew, hey, every single play we have our given job responsibility, and as long as we can do that, we can contain them and get them on the ground as long as our coverage units are doing well, and you saw that on Sunday.
Linebacker Blake Martinez of the Packers joining us. That was Green Bay's first shutout, actually, since 2010. Look, I know you're never going to say that you played a perfect game, and you're always going to be looking to learn and improve upon something, but do you feel like that was a performance where everything did click for the defense?
Oh, yeah, and I think we kind of looked at the prior 3 games where we were inconsistent on multiple fronts, whether it was first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter, overtime. And going into this game, we just knew, hey, we're going to start fast. And as the game progressed, we kind of started clicking as a defense and got that shutout at the end of the game.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting what Aaron Rodgers said afterwards. He said after the game, quote, "We were championship defense level and non-playoff team level on offense," end quote. You know, the quarterback's always going to be his toughest critic, his own toughest critic. What did you make of that statement when you heard that?
No, yeah, I mean, you obviously, for me, I take the positives of it. Saying that we're a championship-level defense, obviously you want to keep that going. You don't want to be a one-week wonder. And then, obviously, on the offensive side, you kind of just, you leave it to them. Obviously, 12 has the capabilities of doing amazing things and correcting a lot of things as we move forward in the season.
Blake Martinez joining us. So you're 2-1-1 through the first 4 games. I mean, if you had to say, you're probably still learning about yourselves and about what the team is. If you had to determine or say what the team's identity at this point is, do you have a sense of how good this team is and what its upside is?
No, yeah, I think we have a lot of upside. I think there's a lot of potential for us. You saw that last game. I think our big kind of characteristic is just our play style and our energy out there. I think every single one of us, no matter who it is, and I speak for the defensive side, whoever's out there is going to give it their all. And you know that when we are out there, people are going to do the right things at the right time, and we have a lot of trust within each other.
So you've got new defense with Mike Pettine. How would you describe his approach to defense, and what's it like playing in that scheme now?
Oh, this scheme is awesome. It's a middle linebacker's dream. I have a lot of freedom pre-snap to kind of get us into checks and just, I don't know, stunts. Things to allow us to kind of have that positive on a play and get those negative plays in the backfield, TFL, sacks, those types of things to allow our back end to not have to cover so long.
Blake Martinez, my guest. You know, Blake, I mentioned your stats last year. You're already in your 3rd season, but you're already being looked to as a veteran and a team leader. How do you approach that role, and what's that feel like?
No, yeah, and it was interesting this year. I think after Jake Ryan went out, we had me and 6 other rookies in our room, and it came to the point where I was the guy with the wisdom, as you'd say, and guys started coming to me asking me questions. Hey, Blake, what do you see on this? How did you play this? And it was pretty cool, and I used that as a good stepping point for me going into the season and just kind of carrying it through as we go through these 16 games.
Packers linebacker Blake Martinez joins me for a few more moments. And, of course, one of the biggest talking points around the league from a defensive standpoint has been the enforcement of the roughing the passer penalties. Clay Matthews, your teammate, has been on the receiving end of multiple flags. It seems like every time he's flagged, he's trying to be as safe as he possibly can be. So what do you make of the rule and the way it's being enforced?
Yeah, it's an interesting rule. I think, obviously, it's more pass rush guys, obviously, I'm starting to get into that, which I like. But I think overall, they're doing better. I know last game there was moments where we hit the quarterback and refs would come up to us and say, hey, great hit. That's exactly what we're looking for. So we're starting to get more and more examples of what they want. But, yeah, it's going to be interesting how it keeps growing and whether it's going to decrease the chances of getting called or, I don't know, protecting defensive players from having that crucial call late in the game to either end the game that you don't want it to be or prolong the game into overtime like we've seen.
I think that's fair. I think you're right. So bottom line, do you have a sense right now of what will and will not draw a flag these days? Are you clear on that?
No, yeah. I think it's starting to get more clear. I think there's still going to be more times where you have to see and understand what certain refs are going to call and what certain refs aren't going to call. But for the most part, I think our mentality is, hey, hit the quarterback and roll to the side and bring him down with you, whether he's throwing the ball or he has the ball in his hands.
Blake, I think most fans look at you and other professional athletes and forget that there's a whole world. I think you have a whole life off the field as well. You have a whole life when you leave the facility. And this offseason, you celebrated the arrival of your daughter, Kinsley. What was it like to welcome her into the world, and what have the first few weeks been like?
Oh, it was an unreal experience. I mean, you bring it up and I get chills. It's crazy. You grow up so fast when she entered this world, and the weeks have been interesting is the best way I could put it. I mean, she poops, eats, and sleeps, and cries a lot. But it's always worth it whenever you get her to smile, and she's starting to smile and talk, and it's just the greatest thing that I've been a part of.
Good for you. It is the greatest thing, honestly. Now, you're also regarded as one of the best gamers in the NFL. Let me ask you this. How'd you first get started playing Dota?
Yeah, so that's an interesting story. I was actually relaxing in my dorm. I had five other roommates, and I was laying on the ground. All of a sudden, everyone's running into our dorm room. I think we had like 10 guys, and they all set up their laptops and are playing. And I was honestly stretching and watching film for the next week's game. And all my buddies were like, dude, you got to play this game with us. Like, and I was like, no, guys, like I'm not about that. I stopped playing games. And then all of a sudden, one day, I was like, okay, I'm just going to test it out. And my buddy made an account for me, and I was hooked ever since.
That's funny. You're like, not about that life. You have no time for that. And then you wade back in. All right, so, and then above and beyond that, you're also a spokesperson for the Vince Lombardi Cancer Foundation, the Packers versus Cancer campaign. What's it mean to be a part of that?
Oh, it means everything. When they gave me the opportunity to talk, it was awesome to see what they're doing and all the things that they're kind of providing for fans and for people to kind of get a part of this cause and be a part of a productive movement to get 100% success rate on curing cancer and doing those types of things. I know when we went through the press conference, they talked about how it was 55% and now it's up to 80%. So it's just awesome to see those types of movements. And I know when you have an organization like the Packers backing something like that, a lot of people are going to start to kind of step in and contribute as well.
You know, finally, even as somebody, Blake, as young as you, you go through that, you see that, you've seen and done a lot of things already. We could talk about all the honors you've received over the course of your career. However, is there anything that compares to having a bottle of Tabasco sauce that was bottled for you and is your private stock?
Yeah, that was probably top five at least. it was pretty cool. I know it was just out of nowhere. I think I was commenting on some other person's tweet and saying how Tabasco and soy sauce is the best thing for sushi. And then all of a sudden I get this DM from Tabasco and says, hey, do you want some Tabasco sauce? I was like, sure. And then next thing I know, it shows up my door. It has Blake Martinez, number 50. It was pretty cool.
Hey, Blake, I'm more of a Cholula than a Tabasco guy.
Oh, no.
All right, so lay this out for me. Number one, why am I wrong there? And Tabasco and soy sauce for sushi?
Yeah, I'm telling you. Okay, so I can't take the credit for it. So my wife, she did it, and I had the same response. I was like, what? Like, why?
Right.
And then all of a sudden I tried it. If you like spicy food or anything, it literally makes sushi 1,000 times better.
Dude, I love spicy. I'm just not a big, big Tabasco guy. Were you prior to that? Like, did you like Tabasco already?
Yeah, I like Tabasco, but like you said, Cholula. I mean, I give you crap for it, but I think it all depends on what type of food you're eating. I like Tabasco on like breakfast food. I eat Cholula on like any dinner type food that I want to add spice to.
See, I hit Cholula with everything. Well, not everything, but breakfast and dinner.
Oh, okay.
All right, so we agree to disagree. You are a Stanford man. I'm not going to mess with you. You're smarter than me. You got a better school, I guess. But we agree to disagree. Either way, Blake, I think that's awesome. I will try it. You got to keep an open mind, right? You got to do these things.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Packers at Lions on Sunday. I think that's awesome. Blake Martinez, my guest. Blake, great to have you on. Thank you very much. And I'm sure now we will have a conversation about that. Tabasco and soy sauce. Good job, Blake.
Yep. It'll Talk be a good soon, battle man. For us.
You got it, man. You got it. Take care. All right, that's awesome. He's a really sharp dude now, Blake Martinez. I've never thought about that. I mean, I play that straight. My sushi, I play that thing straight. Wasabi, soy sauce. I like a lot of wasabi. I like it hot. You know, like when it blows out your nostrils. I like that. Tabasco and soy sauce? But then again, I don't put Tabasco on anything. Nothing against Tabasco. I'm not here to hate Team Tabasco or Tabasco. I'm not anti Tabasco Nation. I am Cholula Honk Nation, though. I like Cholula a lot. Breakfast, Mexican food. But then again, I'm not a guy that hits, like, all foods with sauce either. But we're going off the rails now.